Hey, fellow bastards. A few notes before we start. Number one, this is the Bluey episode. And of course, with Bluey being, well, Bluey, we tap on a few tough subjects during this episode. So if the following topics are triggers for you, like infertility, miscarriage, aging parents, and/or death, this may not be the episode for you. Number two, sadly, after waiting 6 months to do this episode, I, randomly had some audio issues. With Bastard being a one-shot deal and being recorded live, and it being not caught until it was in post, it kind of is what I had to work with. So, this is your warning now. Things might get kind of weird. Number three, this was a 3.5 hour episode, which is still, if you would want to check out the full thing, you're more than welcome to. It is on YouTube. We are live every weekend. Check us out. It's still in the entirety with no edits. So this episode will be a two-part episode. This part is the second half of round two and beyond. It's long, I know, but it's full of great conversations, and they were just too good to be left out. Lastly, myself and the other bastards give a very warm thank you for the show Gotta Be Done. For my money, it is the best Bluey podcast there is. So gather your tissues, because it's on with the show.
This podcast cannot nor should not be described as safe for work or minivan friendly. Listener discretion advised.
I just need one more person to hate me. Time and time. One more rival might make me kill them all. I'm a heartbreaker. Kicker, I'm a hot trigger, nasty words. I got two fingers for asking, sirs. I'm an asshole, dirtbag, no good bastard.
So all good things here at 9 o'clock at night. I can so relate to the parent chasing Muffin around, and then the kids are like both helping, but they're not supposed to be helping, and I don't know. I'd love to think that we're Bandit and Chili as parents, but we're actually, everyone's just Muffins. Bitch.
Everyone's Muffins.
We're
oops,
all
Muffins.
It's, oops, all Muffins. Nary a donut hole. It's all Muffins. We're going to go with Facey Talk.
Facey Talk gets a vote. But I don't know what you guys are talking about. My kids are definitely Blue and Bingo. They're great kids.
Good for you, Freddie.
Yeah,
my
kids are fucking great. I'm not a huge fan of the Army episode, so I'm gonna let Kevin talk about that one because he mentioned it before. However, I will give my vote with three simple words for Facey Talk, and that is cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
Very good.
Bubbles.
What was Spacey Talk going up against?
Army.
Oh, God. Oh. Fuck.
I mean, if the offer's there, we'll talk about that later.
fuck you, Freddie, man. Like, I love the chaos in Spacey Talk. But I have one of my kids is Jack. Like, everything about him is, and I'm like, oh my God, that's my kid. That's my kid. And like, I wish that my son had found a friend like Rusty in that. Because that is like a really big thing, and it would have been a really big thing for him. And he's in high school now, just finally finding people that like he can fit in with, and I'm going with Army on this one. That's gonna be my choice.
Army gets a vote. Kevin.
Yeah, as you said, and as I said earlier, I grew up with ADHD. It's something I'm gonna have my entire life, and the way that they talk about it, and they never actually say the word ADHD, just like they never mention in onesies. They talk about the subjects without actually talking about the subjects, and they do it so well. Like, I'm constantly forgetting things. It's hard to keep attention, and like, then to work with it. And I might not be a military person myself. I see every single human as equal. We are all equal, and as soon as hierarchy is added, it just doesn't work with me, so I could never work in a military situation. But to watch him use that mechanism to learn to work with his ADHD and that discipline, and it was really well personified. I love that episode so much, but Facey Talk is such a ride. I love that episode. The music, the chaos of Muffin, the censorship. Even my version on Plex, I think, is censored. I don't think they show the toilet scene. They, like, it's just gone. Which is understandable, because they can show characters in slice of life in the bathroom, but as soon as they show a kid recording on a camera somebody on the bathroom, I can understand. That's one of the few times Bluey censored that I can actually understand why they did. But Facey Talk gets my vote.
That I did not actually see coming. I'm going to ask you a question real quick, because I honestly don't know. And I wrote down, instead of ADHD, I wrote down ADD on this one. So what is the difference between ADD and ADHD?
ADD,
in like layman's terms.
It's just very easy to lose your attention. Like, a dragonfly. That's ADD. ADHD is when all of a sudden you got, like, your restless legs. You need to constantly be moving. Like, it's more physical. Like, the hyperactivity that's when it gets more into that level. As a simplified right. version.
I mean,
I'm no physicist. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
I'm talking about.
You've dealt with that a lot more than I have in life. I don't know anybody personally. I haven't raised any children that involved with in that entire or anywhere on that spectrum at all. Between the two ends of that one. So for everybody out there who just happened to be listening to a show that involved and talk about a show about parenting, be a good idea just to go ahead and check that one out. However, Facey Talk will be moving on. Mary, is it Facey Talk or Army?
I feel like maybe, I don't know if it's Australian context, it's probably world context here, but Facey Talk dropped in Australia in December at the end of 2021. So like at the end of 2 years of pandemic lockdowns, and you know, you talk to everyone on FaceTime, you know, that was your connection. You were cooped up in the house. Like there was a manic edge to everything. I think what I'm trying to say is this episode is quite triggering for me, maybe for lots of people. But yeah, I love Facey Talk for just the big muffin energy. For like, it's an episode about taking turns, right? And you know, even though Muffin is terrible at taking turns, we see Bluey and Bingo not great at it either. Stripe and Trixie and how to take turns or share like parenting decisions, terrible, but that's quite relatable as well. So I love those hidden kind of messages and dynamics in this episode. I love just how crazy it gets the second that, you know, the gorilla face pops onto Stripe's face in like screen mode, and just how clever it is, you know, all the action, you never come off screen in this action. So it's just, you know, the levels of storytelling smarts that would have been needed to make that work and never go, oh, we'll just cut out back to the family room here or something, is really cool to me. But Army is incredible. Rusty is Joe Brum, the Bluey creator's favorite character. So I think, you know, a lot of heart has gone into how this story is told. To your point, Kevin, I'd never thought about it, but yeah, that Jack is finally included and finds his place in that, you know, famously welcoming, diverse, construction, the Army. Like, yeah, real world, maybe that's not so realistic, but... just the attention to detail in this episode and how immersed the kids are in the game, and the space of the episode as well. Like, it's such in a kind of Australian scene, you know, that they've got a whole field to run in and then gullies to go down and a cubby house to go up to and the wind blows through the grass. It's It's so beautiful. And yeah, Army for me.
Army gets a vote. It is 3-2. Moving on to face a sweep in the next round.
I'm glad it moved on. I felt bad voting against it. I probably could have switched so easily. I don't even know why I voted for Facey Time. I love the episode, but Army hits home.
It's all gonna be okay.
I start this one off as either The Weeknd or Barbecue. Both of these are kind of equal to me, to be perfectly honest. I love my issue. This is one thing that always bothered me, is that I've listened to Gotta Be Done a lot more than I probably should.
Thank you.
And you guys call Peppers something different.
Oh man, that would be bothering. Yeah, we call them capsicums. But
it
got redone, I think.
It did, because I listened to your episode before I watched the episode. Just because it was on the list, and I was at work, and I was listening to multiple episodes in a day for you. So because that's just how I roll. But I was sitting there so confused, but while I was watching the episode, like, I'm sorry, listening to the episode, I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about, type thing. So I did learn something as far as a continental divide on that one, which is really nice, so I appreciate that. As far as The Weeknd goes, I still don't understand cricket.
Fair.
I don't. I just don't understand it. I grew up watching baseball, and like, it's the same thing of like, I understand football, but not rugby, type thing. I'm a fan of both of them. I don't understand rugby, but I enjoy watching it, type thing. So there's that. But I appreciate, I'm gonna go for Barbecue on this one, because one, I'm a fan of salads, and I think this is an episode talking about the people, places, and things that don't get the appreciation that they really should. So that's what I gathered from it. But I also think whoever wins this isn't going to make it past the next round anyway, on my personal thing. So there's that one. Barbecue gets my vote. Bubbles, is it Barbecue or The Weeknd? I don't know why Josh is going for it, but he is.
I think I'm going to go ahead and I am going to go with The Weeknd on this one.
Weeknd gets a vote. Kevin.
I love the bug scene in The Weeknd. Like, the animation, as I pointed out, whenever they do the close-ups, it's always just stunning, like the textures and everything. Unfortunately, I love every episode of the show. I just can't, like, between these two, they're not either of my, as you said, like, other episodes are probably going to beat it. They're not like my top tier. So it's hard to pick between the two, but I think I'm going to go with Barbecue for reasons like you said, like the salad. I'm a salad person, a good salad. And when at the end, like, oh, we got the meat, but what about my salad? And it's just great. And Bingo is going with the whole episode, like, I just want to relax. Barbecue's gonna get my vote.
Mary.
Okay, so love Barbecue, love any episode with the cousins. Like, you know, Muffin just brings it in any appearance. It's amazing. And yeah, it's the bossy salad demander. It's, yeah, hilarious. But The Weeknd is actually, like, with the pilot of Bluey. And I go back and watch that episode, and it just has so much in there that kind of signals what's to come. And know, the existence of cricket is one thing, as much as that bugs you, Freddie. But yeah, the Bingo's close up on the walking leaf and the fact that she's just this character that just stops and appreciates the tiny things, and she has so many bug moments in future episodes. But then also it sets up Born Yesterday, which is an episode I adore, where Bandit just really appreciates nature and the world and everything's amazing. And I love just so much is buried in this episode. And Chili, even, you know, she's barely in this episode, but her one line is, "Oh, I'm off for a run." I'm like, "Ah, like, go, Mama." That's so cool that, you know, it's just not Mum stuck in the kitchen like every other kid's show. But yeah, she's getting out and about and doing her own thing. I think the weekend, like, it's rare that any TV show starts so strong and, like, has such a vision of what it's going to be about. And also, yeah, the game is a game to end all games. Like, Magic Statue doesn't have rules, makes no sense, but the kids are so into it. It's everything Bluey is about.
You saying that, I wish that was the first episode instead of Magic Xylophone. I love Magic Xylophone, but I think The Weeknd would have been a better pilot.
I don't know why they did that, but... Yeah, I love Magic Xylophone too. They both are perfect setups. But The Weeknd's just so, like, it's almost that Seinfeld thing. It's a show about nothing, and it means so much to everyone in this room, everyone.
The Weeknd gets a vote, which means it is a tie-breaking decision. Broken Hearts is in comments right now saying hi. So we are more than happy to have you here, Broken Hearts. But it also means Kate gets tie-breaking decision. Kate, I gotta ask you again, even though I know the answer. Do you want to know who's facing the next round?
Yes.
Always a yes. It is either The Weeknd with two or Barbecue with two to face Bike in the next round.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't really matter what way I'm gonna vote. not gonna lie. Although
like I told you,
I love the way you were describing The Weeknd, Mary. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Midnight in that way, where it's those smaller moments where you really get to see them, just kind of, you know, get the essence of the characters. Barbecue though reminds me a lot, especially with the cousins being there. I'm from a really big family. Leaving the messages of that aside, I vividly remember also making pretend salads and things with my siblings and my cousins, and setting up these super elaborate, you know, versions of our own barbecue going on alongside our parents. So for nostalgia reasons, I'm gonna go with Barbecue. That way, I can immediately vote out when we get Bike.
The show is so great at mirroring between the kids and the adults.
I love it.
Yeah.
Barbecue moves on to the next round, but we'll start us off on this one. It's either Bingo or Granddad.
Oh.
Fuck you, Freddie.
it was like a background noise.
He's like, you dick.
I'm going to go with Granddad on this one. That one... It hits all my feels.
Granddad gets a vote. Kevin?
I'm going to blow my load. It's gone.
Kevin had decided to blow his load. He will be voting last unless somebody else decides to blow their load as well. Mary?
Oh, man. Granddad is so beautiful. I love it. I love the relationship between Chili and her dad, and actually every kind of grown-up parent relationship in Bluey kind of just sets the scene. Like, it's nice to know that those good relationships are there, even though Bandit and Chili aren't parenting exactly the same way that they've been parented. And, you know, it's, yeah, they're so, no, it makes you think a lot about parenting. Which I already spend a lot of time thinking about, stressing about. The joy of the girls to canoe and run away, and his granddad is just so all in on the game. I love that. And then the moment at the end and the beautiful score on this one, does it for me. And I can't even remember what we're voting against. I'll have to vote Granddad.
Granddad gets a vote against Bingo on that one.
I'm sorry, Bingo.
I know.
You your own episode. But
she did.
Yeah, that's hard.
Kate, is it Bingo or Granddad?
So, I have a very emotional connection to the Granddad episode. My dad was called Dad Dad by my kids. And he was like in Boy Scouts and very into the wild. And so we had a very complicated relationship, but one of the things that he did give me was an appreciation of the outdoors and hatred of camping. And I love seeing the kids, you see the just all of them together. The Chili's playing, Granddad's playing, the kids are together, and you're learning more about Chili as the episode goes on. And I think again, it's that like insight into the backstory that we wouldn't get otherwise. And it really resonates with me. So Granddad for me.
Gets the vote and the win. I'm going to give it to Granddad as well. I'm not going to read the notes that I have on Granddad. I'll keep it for the next one. However, with Bingo, my notes are, it's an episode about having fun by yourself. Although Bingo plays hide and seek, I spy, and doctor. All three of those involve playing with another person.
She's learning.
Yes. So either way, Granddad gets my vote. Kevin, it is a sweep or not?
What are you doing? I'm playing hide and seek. Oh. Well, I forgot exactly, but who's going to find you? Oh. I love the Bingo episode just because of subversion of expectations in that in the song. Like, when I just rewatched it earlier today, I almost always skip the intro because I've heard it 1,000 times. But with the Bingo episode, you can't skip the intro. You gotta watch the intro. Just watch the family's reaction within the intro, like, wait, Bingo? Or Bluey? It's Bluey first. And just... Bingo learning, and I just love the fact that she got her own episode. She got to get the spotlight away from Bingo or Bluey getting the spotlight of just being the name of the show and obviously becoming everybody's favorite character just because of that. So I have a deep love for the episode Bingo because of all of that. But Granddad, it was my gonna be my initial vote. I just couldn't I couldn't say against Bingo that quickly. So Granddad does get the sweep. That flash backwards at the beginning, like, I feel like it was only yesterday. It was. Like, oh, my heart.
Granddad moves on 5-0. Kevin loses a load on that one. Bubbles starts us off. Is it Daddy Robot or the sleepover?
Oh my god. I love Daddy. You know what? I'm gonna go with Daddy Robot. That's where my heart's taking me right now. Like, I love sleepover. It's so fun. Daddy Robot, though, he's like, pretend that didn't happen or whatever it said. You kind of can't unsee that. Like, oh man.
Daddy Robot gets a vote on that one. Kevin, is it Daddy Robot or sleepover?
I love Sleepy Muffin. Sleepy Muffin is just great. But Daddy Robot's getting my vote too. It's such a fun episode. I love the lesson of it. When I lost my train of thought. Daddy Robot.
I'm disappointed that I'm voting last on this one, to be perfectly honest, because I have so much to say. Mary, is it Sleepover or Daddy Robot?
Oh, I love Daddy Robot. Any hint of romance in parents' lives, I'm like, give it to me. But yeah, the sleepover, I reckon it's the first time we really see Muffin in full force, and that what a force it is, honestly.
Full force.
So yeah, there's so many lines in this. I'm a Bingo queen. Just the interference that Bandit and Chili, well, mainly Chili, actually are running. Like, the restaurant's known for its speedy service, and Bluey's like, oh no, we'll take our time. And she's like, no, you won't. But it's just perfection. Yeah, so super fun. I'm going the sleepover.
Why is there a flamingo in my bed?
Sleepover gets a vote. Kate, is it sleepover, Daddy Robot?
I mean, I think this is a fun reminder for all of us that Muffet isn't just three, she's a teenager. I think I'm actually traumatized from that episode. I'm gonna go with the Daddy Robot for me. I love that episode so much, and I love the again, it's just trolling the kids. And I've definitely done something similar with my kids before, so I feel a little bit vindicated.
Daddy Robot gets to vote, and the win. I'm gonna go for the sleeper over on this one. Daddy Robot, my note says it's the correct way to use a woman to control a man. But the sleepover, the constant use of the word babe. Got it, babe. Type thing. Makes me laugh every time I hear it. My son, my 4-year-old, almost 5-year-old, keeps using the word dude in the same way. Like, you got it, dude. Every time it makes me laugh. The lesson here is being a good friend is taking care of yours. So you're, being a good friend is taking care of the friends that you have. Muffin, the reason I say that is that this is, you were just talking about how the show kind of mimics adults to kids type thing. The sleepover is like, it's like a hangover movie. Because Muffin, she's not drunk, because we're not going to give kids booze, of course. But
drunk off tired.
In this sleepy fucking state, like, what other way are you going to go to sleep with a flamingo in your bed? Just be glad if it was an adult, the flamingo would have been alive. Steals a car and like drives over a whole bunch of stuff. Steal stuff at the restaurant or whatever at the end of it. There, and I'm pretty sure Chili came up to be like a police dog or something in this episode too. There are so many things that is, this episode is a drunk night out with your friends. It's exactly what this is. So how it would not get my vote, I have no freaking clue. Daddy Robot's a good episode though, so I'm gonna go with sleepover. Daddy Robot moves on. 3-2 to the next round, faces the 4-1. Most likely will not make it out of that one. Kevin starts us off. Is it Rug Island or Granny's?
Oh God, I knew Granny was coming soon. Granny's had to be coming soon. Dang it, I know TARDIS, it's hard. Man, it's the Grannies as characters are just top tier. The Grannies as characters, you can't beat those. The way that they talk, the way that they act, like running over, literally running somebody over and be like, oh, that was nothing. I love that episode so much and those characters, but I think I have to give my vote to Rug Island. I was thinking of a different episode. Rug Island is the Markers episode. I was thinking of the Evolution episode. That changes things. I was just talking about it. What's the episode Rug Island's going against? Memory.
Grannies.
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 Yeah. Yeah, Rug Island is definitely a great episode. I love the creativity, like, and that one tiny pack of markers, there's the magic of the show. That one tiny pack of markers turned into 10 trillion markers.
I just kind of figured they went back in the house and grabbed some more markers.
They only showed one pack.
You didn't have that many markers, really. Actually, my house might, thinking about it.
I love Rug Island. It's a great episode, fun, but Granny's is gonna get the vote now. Green.
Granny's Kiss to Vote. Mary, is it Granny's or Rug Island?
Look, the Grannies speak for themselves, don't they? I love both of these episodes are so kid-led. Like, it's just every bit of creativity and chaos is coming from the kids. I think Rug Island for me, because of that message about, you know, creativity, the present at the end for Bandit. What did she give you? She gave you everything. You can make anything if you've got a connector pen or a pen at all or imagination, and I love that. So Rug Island for me.
Gets a vote, Kate.
I love both these episodes. My kids will say when I'm going into the room, here come the grannies still, which is great. That's what you love to hear at 33 years old. Rug Island, I just feel like it's such a quintessential depiction or a takeaway from childhood in general, where you can make anything into anything. Your imagination is so big, and sucking the parent into that, you know, they come back at the end of the workday and, you know, they have the egg that they've now stolen from, I think, Lucky's dad.
Goat.
Yep. Just hit. I mean, it's really what it is. It's retribution for Pasta Possible, I think, is what that actually is. But this is a hard one. I'm going to go with Rug Island just because I feel like these kids are going to grow up to be like Disney Imagineers. Like, this is where you start to see that creativity showing. It's like when you give your kid, you know, 6 paper clips and all of a sudden they've built the flamingo that's in your bed. A lot of other parts that came out of nowhere and your sweater probably ruined, but it's a good experience.
The childhood MacGyver.
Basically.
A rubber band, chewing gum, and a paperclip. You can build anything. I'm going to go Granny's on this one, to be perfectly honest. I do like the episode of Rug Island, but it's definitely not my favorite. The episode of Granny's, realistically, is not even my favorite Granny's episode.
The second one, I feel like, did it better.
The bus stop, I can't remember what it was, but when they're on the bus and Chili's trying to get the bus driver to notice her. Type thing, and it's got a sad ending because the bus driver's already married to somebody else, but there's that one. But I do love Granny's. My when I go out and DoorDash, I send a text to the person I'm bringing food to, and it's a picture of the Granny's in the car speeding down the thing, and it says said we're on our way with your whatever on it. So Bluey is with me even outside of this, even what I'm going out and having fun. Granny's gets my vote. This also means it's a tiebreaker decision coming down to Bubbles. Number one, do you want to know who is facing in the next round?
Kate is like, yes, we got it this time, you know. Yes.
Okay. It's either Granny's or Rug Island, both with 2 votes currently, going against 3-2 victory in the previously with Baby Race.
So with this one, I also agree it's not my favorite Granny's episode. Mine's the one where they have Muffin and they're negotiating
with the scooter.
Oh, with that,
yes.
Pug.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot about that one, to be honest.
If you don't like it, paint it.
900.
So good.
Oh my goodness. But Granny's gets my vote on this one because I absolutely love the Grannies and all of their chaos and all of their little things that they do.
My current thing on my personal Facebook page, the cover photo is Janet and Rita for 2024 type thing, the presidency.
I'll take it.
It's better than what we got.
Yeah,
for right.
Love that for you guys.
Mary, damn it. Not a political show. Mary starts us off on this one. Is it hide and seek, which one to play in matchup, or Unicorse?
When we interviewed Joe Brum about Unicorse, he was like, well, I was playing with my kids, obviously, which just blows my mind. Like, talk about Bandit being an amazing parent. I'm like, where did these games come from? And yeah, they come from just a very fun, insane parenting style. And I'm so glad he decided to make the show. Just Unicorse is just so just the chaotic energy he brings, especially in this episode, in the face of Chili trying to calm down a child, keep another child asleep. Like, it is so just wickedly, diabolically terrible, but hilarious. Yeah, so many favorite lines out of this episode. Just the children. What do unicorns like? Children. Like, it's so dark. You can tell they had a lot of fun with this. And yeah, easy win for me.
Unicorns gets a vote on this one, Kate.
I love Unicorns. That is how we end up doing bedtime stories in our house an awful lot. Is
wow.
If not with Unicorns himself, but with similar approaches. Where we're trying to calm one down, and then either the other kid or my husband or I end up kind of riling everybody up just because we're all always egging each other on. I love that. It was like watching my house, except thank God when I watched it for the first time, everybody in my house was asleep, possibly also for the first time.
Unicorns gets a vote. Unicorns gets a win off of this one. I have lessons written down here on some of them. And the lesson that I get from this episode is that, and I know this is not the lesson they're going for, but my lesson in this one that I teach my kids are sometimes people are just dicks. Like, that's exactly what you're going to get. Unicorns is an asshole, but you're going to encounter people like this, like Unicorns in life. So you're going to have to learn how to deal with people like Unicorns in your life, and that's what Unicorns is. But then again, I have used the line multiple times in the same voice, and why should I care? And you're talking about the tattoo you have on your arm there, Mary. That's the tattoo that I want, is freaking Unicorns somewhere, like a little tiny one, just going, and why should I care? That's exactly what it is. Unicorns gets my vote, the win.
So good.
Bubbles.
I love the chaos in Unicorns. And I'm like, oh, he said it, because I was going to say, I was going to go, and why should I get? Yeah, so I am also doing Unicorns.
Kevin, finish this out.
Why should I hear? Unicorns is a piece of doggy doo doo, but he gets my vote.
5-0 moves on to face 3-2 in the next round. Kate starts us off. Is it the creek or the pool? I would, before Kate votes, I would like to let you guys know. I didn't set these up to be any kind of pairings. They were ranked by the list that we had. So the creek and the pool ended up together is just a matter of fate.
Yeah, I love fate. I think I'm going to go with the pool. I feel like on the parenting side, I really relate to the leaving everything behind constantly. The chaos episodes just really resonate with me for no reason. I'm going with the pool.
Pool gives a vote on this one. My two lessons on this one that I've got is from the pool, fun often requires responsibility. And of course, one of my favorite parts with the entire smoochy kiss at the end, because I love the fact that Bandit was pretty much told at the beginning before they left for the pool to not to forget the stuff that they needed. And then Chili came in at the end of the episode. Spoilers for anybody who haven't seen this episode, but it's a cartoon. And if you haven't watched Bluey yet, why in the hell are you listening to this episode? You should be listening. It got to be done before you watch this episode so you can get half the stuff that we're talking about. But she comes in at the end of the episodes and saves everybody right before they're about to leave. It's really nice because then they have the rest of the day to go ahead and play. But then at the end of the episode, there's not only a quote unquote smoochy kiss at the end, which is another episode that is not on here, but it's the image you get of, I can't remember if it's Blue or Bingo, it's one of them, but looking at their Bandit and Chili and not going ew at the same time, which is what a lot of cartoons and a lot of kids shows do. They don't actually like that. So growing up with the mentality of having the two loving parents and not being grossed out by it is absolutely fantastic. I love that. The Creek, lesson learned, trying new thing, the lesson is to try new things, even the scary ones. So there's that one. However, for personal reasons, I'm going to go with the pool, mainly because of that entire smoochy kiss at the end. Gets my bubbles. Is it the pool or the creek?
I'm going to go with the pool on this one. I like the boring things are important too. You know, it's not all about having fun. You gotta have that sense of responsibility. And I love that Bandit had left everything and he was like, oh man, like I really beefed it on here, you know. And then here comes Mom, like, I could save the day. Moms have that.
Chili's like, a goat too.
Shake it, Chili.
Shake it, Chili.
Kevin is, again, dance mode, not on this list, really should be. Kevin, is the pool with the creek?
I love the pool. Great episode. I love Bandit's ego getting the best of him in that, just because he heard that he's the cool dad, so he's like, I gotta go with this and be the cool dad. But I grew up in the country, like, nature is just deep to my heart, so just the appreciation for nature, all the beautiful scenes that the animators put in that. Creek is getting my vote. I just love how beautiful of an episode that it is, and Bluey going through the process of not liking it and end up loving it by the end, because everyone needs to appreciate nature. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that.
My question is too, because I never found out what this was, but at the end of the episode, Bluey comes up to some kind of marsupial on the other side of the creek.
It was a wallaby.
Was it a wallaby? Okay, I wasn't, because like it was too small,
like, to be.
Freaking kangaroo.
It was.
There are so many marsupials in Australia. To me, it looked like a wallaby. I'm with you, Kevin. But apparently, like, from the creators, it's a potoroo, which is even smaller than a wallaby. Comes out in Queensland. You might see it at the creek. But yeah, it's this is the weirdness of Australian nature. Yeah, it's hard to pick. But yeah, you know, any other Aussie show, just like, and we have kangaroos, here's a kangaroo. Like, I like that, how it gets into the depth of, you know, we can go deeper than kangaroos and koalas if we want.
Yeah. All the koalas are freaking cute unless they're wet. And they look like hell spawn. Creek gets that vote. Mary finishes out. Is it the creek or the pool?
Love both. Slightly, like, why is it Chili's job to remember the pool bag? Like, you know, I feel like I need to vote for Chili episodes, and yeah, she is absolutely the goat. But yeah, the, you know, it's a great gag that she sweeps in and saves the day. But I'd like to see the episode where Bandit remembers the pool bag, just to even the score. Yeah, and for the same reason as Kevin, like, the creek is, like, it's so core to my childhood experience. It is an actual creek you can visit in Queensland, in Australia.
Love that.
Yeah, they went out and, you know, based the episode on that particular creek near Joe Brum's house. And yeah, that, it's as much as it's a do things that are hard, do things that scare you message to the kids. For the parents, I reckon, so like, yeah, actually, when was the last time we got the kids out in nature? Like, and that reminder and the magic and the music of it. Yeah, just hit home how amazing that experience is. So quick for me.
Pool moves on 3-2 to the next round. Last up and round one, finally, I start us off. It is either Takeaway or Mini Bluey. Mini Bluey, my lesson learned on here, and it's just a simple fact, we all have our favorite child. I don't care who you are, if you have multiple children, you do have your favorite child. You don't tell, but the trick is you don't tell them which is which. You don't. You have them compete to see who is the favorite child. That's the goal in life. That's the hack. That's the parenting hack. You tell them that you do have a favorite child. You just don't tell them which one, so they keep competing to be the best that they can be, to be the best child. On Takeaway, I got to admit, I like spring rolls too. So I don't blame Bandit for having to wait or wanting to wait that long for it. But I do want to repeat. Does anybody remember what the fortune cookie said?
Not verbatim.
Okay, because I wrote it down. It says, flowers may bloom again, but a person never has a chance to be young again. Which, I know, if you would, I wouldn't want to get that written in English as a tattoo, but have it just kind of a weird language. Like, I would want to get that in, like, probably Whovian somehow.
Whovian? You mean Gallifreyan?
Whatever. I couldn't remember the name of the language.
Sorry, yeah, I had to one up you there as a Whovian.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember it. I'm dealing with a show about Bluey right now, so it's kind of difficult. But one of those, or some other different language is kind of merged the two. But you could always remember that, and it seems such a childish tattoo to get as well. But it's also a very, very good life lesson to have. So Takeaway. Although I do love Mini Bluey, but I think that they did it wrong. To be perfectly honest, Takeaway is one of my favorite episodes of the entire show. So let me get my vote. Bubbles, is it Takeaway or Mini Bluey?
I'm gonna go with Takeaway on this. Again, it's got that chaos in it, you know. Like, he warned her, it's hot, and yeah. So Takeaway's got my vote here.
Kevin.
I love Takeaway. Oh, geez. What was the other one again? My brain is
Mini Bluey. Moving.
Mini Bluey. I love the Mini Bluey episode. Like, the whole premise of it and the way that it's executed. You might not like the way it was executed, but I love it. And it's one of my favorite episodes. So Mini Bluey is getting my vote.
Mary.
Mini Bluey is so smart. I love within that, you know, kind of chaos plot and all the family dynamic. Bluey is just so self-aware. She's like, oh, sometimes I ask lots of questions and I don't even listen to the answer.
Yes.
Yeah, you're sounding very familiar to me. But Takeaway, it's just done so well. Like, the whole thing is in one thing. That thing becomes more and more claustrophobic, kind of pressurized, and the taps running, and Bingo needs to wee, and just the build up. The score is beautiful in that too. It really reminds me of, oh, and I'm blanking on the film, but it's set in Boston, and it's like, anyway, that story's going nowhere, but. Yeah, it's what I'm trying to say is like cinematic levels of storytelling in this 7 minutes takeaway for me. So that gets my vote.
Takeaway gets a vote. Kate.
So, I mean, I really like Takeaway. I love the different things going on within it with the waiting and, again, Bingo having a wee and everything that just reminds me, but I'm waiting with my own kids. But Mini Bluey is so clever, and like you said, like, I think one point Bluey says something like, sometimes I just start talking and I don't even know what I'm gonna say, and I do that all the time No one picked up on that throughout this entire process. But I really like that. And again, it goes down to those sibling dynamics. I like when they really explore those a little bit and they have a chance to be self-aware and work on that. So I'm going to go with Mini Blue.
Do it.
3-2 takeaway moves on to the next round. I'll be right back right after this break.
Have you ever been called a bastard without actually earning the distinction? Well, here's your chance to do just that. Bracket Bastards is always looking for fun guests to join the show and make the call. My question is, as always, what kind of bastard are you? All you gotta do is contact a bastard today and join the fun. Hey guys, it's your head Bastard here. If you like this show, make sure to check out some of the other offerings on this channel. Bastards Backstage is a special behind-the-curtain look at our bastards and guests. The not-so-typical interview show with a gauntlet of questions only true bastards can truly answer. And we also have The Recasting Call, the podcast where we take a movie made before 2000 and recast it if it would have been made today. And honest to goodness, what if? New content is created every week.
Mary.
Oh, hey.
Would you like to tell us about Gotta Be Done?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, I've been waiting on it.
Just talking about Bluey. And yeah, so very similar to what we've been doing for the last 2 hours and 44 minutes. What I do with my life. So my co-host Kate McMahon and I started Gotta Be Done when Bluey had only sort of been out in Australia for a few months. There wasn't much info back then about Bluey, much less, you know, global acclaim and Emmys and everything else. And yeah, we just take an episode, deep dive it. We talk about the parenting and the child development theory, but also kind of the cheeky pop culture shout outs, and there's lots of Simpsons references in Bluey, and lots of things planted for the parents to kind of spot and go, oh, I know where that's coming from. And yeah, we have been doing this for 5 years. We've got 180 plus recap episodes to talk about. We've interviewed Joe Brum multiple times. Podcasting is really generous and open, and yeah, shares what's going through his head making this beautiful show, and also his team and other people in that creative world making Bluey in Brisbane, in Australia. So yeah, we, as you can tell, I'm never going to stop talking about Bluey. And if anyone wants to hear that happening in pre-recorded time, you've got to be done the place to find it, wherever you get podcasts, and at Bluey Pod on Instagram and Facebook, and at Bluey Podcast on Twitter.
One of my favorite things about doing Bastards is the fact that I get to talk to people who I never really thought I would ever be able to talk to. And I have a personal top 10 list of people that I honestly would love to have on the show. Bluey Pod in general was one of those people on the top 10 list, because I absolutely love this show. I do. They take an episode, which is, we've been discussing, about 7-8 minutes long ish. And it's like an hour long deep dive into that particular episode. And it's not just gushing over the episodes, because there's a lot of Bluey episodes. They don't have a lot to it, but there's a lot of stuff that you just don't realize into it. And for the people out there looking for long dogs, which is something that we haven't talked about.
Mentioned that in 2 hours.
I know. We haven't mentioned it. But for the people out there looking for long dogs, they do. They mention where the long dogs are at, and something I was not aware of until I was listening to the episodes is that Bluey also happens to have a tennis ball in like every episode.
Chattermax is also a cameo.
So many tennis balls. Yeah, so many Easter eggs, I guess, you can find there, things that run through.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. For the people out there that don't understand the nuances and stuff like that with where Bluey is, but you're a fan of this show and decide to go out and check something who's a lot... For people who are a lot smarter than I am when it comes to Bluey, because I'm just a fan, these ladies absolutely deep dive into stuff, and they talk to the creators, and they've been on trips to the production studios and other stuff like that, and I appreciate stuff like that because it's a deep dive into something that I absolutely love. So having, like I said before, this has been a 6-month process to get you on.
I love the commitment. Thank you, Freddie.
I'm not. There is a waiting list for people to be on this particular show. And for people who are wondering why I only had it at 5 people, we are almost at 3 hours and we just got past round one. That's why. Welcome back for round two. It looks like Bubble starts us off on this one. Is it sleepy time or facey talk?
Oh. Oh gosh, I love the chaos in facey talk, but I feel like sleepy time just is. It's sleepy time.
Sleepy time gets a vote, Kevin.
I probably only have one episode that I would be able to vote over sleepy time. It's a masterpiece. Sleepy time's getting my vote.
Mary.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like sleepy time is the predestined star in the sky.
Get the vote and the win off of that one, Kate.
Sleepy time is my goat.
I'm going to give it to Facey Talk on this one. It's one of the few episodes that depict parents not on the same page. Chili and Bandit usually have the same process of doing stuff involved with their kids, but then you have these other parents in the background, and it actually shows them fighting back and forth. So it's a different way of saying that, like, life isn't always peachy type stuff, but it also at the end of the episode there's a compromise on, it's like, hey, let's just get this done type thing, because it's got to be done, and go from that. So Facey Talk will not be going out on a sweep today. Sleepy time moves on 4-1 to the next round. Kevin starts us off. Is it Granddad moving on 5-0, or Camping in a split vote?
I don't like voting against Granddad, but Camping, it's my favorite episode. I already said it. It's getting my vote. It's Camping.
Mary?
Yeah, Granddad for me.
Kate?
Yeah, I was getting a little bit emotional earlier with Granddad. I really love that they show Chili showing her concern over her father's health. And I think a lot of parents that have kids that are around Bingo and Bluey's age, we're at that crossroads where, I mean, our parents are starting to get the, you know, bad news and help you to be the caregiver for your kids and your parents. Like when my dad had cancer, trying to make sure that he was taking care of himself and him wanting to just do his own thing, that's hard. So. I love camp, so not the activity. Granddad
gets a vote. Granddad gets the win off of my vote on that one. Bubbled, is it Granddad or Camping?
I'm going to also go for Granddad on this one. I am 100% a daddy's girl. And so just kind of those moments, like, I just need you to take care of yourself for me just a little bit longer, you know. Granddad gets all of those feels.
Bye-bye, ride or die.
I was about to ask your feelings on that there, Kevin, because...
I like I said, I didn't like voting against Granddad. My it hurts, but it's a worthy win. It's a worthy win.
Mary starts us off. Is it Baby Race or Grannies? Both of these are 3-2 last round.
Oh. So in Australia, ABC that broadcast Bluey recently put it to like a national democratic vote for like 10 episodes, and Grannies came in at number 2. But for me, yeah, I've got to give it to Granny.
Grannies gets a vote. Kate?
Baby Race.
I'm gonna roll my dice on this one. I'm gonna go with Grannies. I do love Baby Race. I say I'm gonna roll the dice because I was gonna steal a vote, but I'm deciding not to. Bubbles, is it Grannies or Baby Race?
You're muted again. Yeah.
You're on mute, hon.
Darn it!
Like biscuits.
Oh, biscuits. I have to go with Grannies on this one. I love Baby Race, but I love the Grannies.
Okay. Grannies gets the vote and the win off of that one, Kevin.
You're doing great. Like I said, Grannies was done better in future episodes, in my opinion.
Yeah, so I'm giving it. 3-2, Grannies moves on to the next round. Kate starts us off. Is it Fairy Tale or The Pool?
Fairy Tale.
Gets a vote. Gets 2 votes off of that one. This is not difficult at all. Bubbles.
Fairy Tale.
Gets another one. Kevin.
Fairy Tale.
And Mary finishes out.
Is this peer pressure? Yeah, Mary.
I mean, you could break up the sweep if you wanted to. I'm just saying, it's like between
Fairy Tale
and The Pool, dude. Like, this brings up memories of the 80s. It brings up memories of childhood in general. It just, The Pool is a lesson, but
also a Fairy Tale.
Fairy Tale is just fun. It just really is. It's fun. Moves on in a sweep, by the way. I start this one off. It's either bike moving on in a sweep or barbecue going 3-2. Another easy vote for me is going to be bike. Bubbles.
I agree. Super easy. I'm going to go with bike on this one as well.
Kevin.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. His bike.
Mary.
I was getting ready to come in with a steal, but you guys have saved me the hassle. Bike.
And Kate finishes out.
I'm going to go with velo, also known as bike.
Bike, moving on 5-0, faces a 4-1 in the next round. Bubble starts us off. Is it Daddy Robot with 3-2 or in a 4-1 onesies?
I'm going to go with onesies.
Kevin.
Love Daddy Robot. Phenomenal episode, but onesies is an important episode, so onesies.
Mary?
Oh, I want to say Daddy Robot just for the kiss at the end, but no, onesies for me.
But no. Kate?
Onesies.
In a sweep, onesies moves on 5-0. Kevin starts us off. Is it Daddy Drop Off or Unicorns?
Dang it. No, we've all been going so quick, and now this one got a little harder for me. I'm going to go with Daddy Drop Off because of the whole domino effect. Like, if he didn't wind her up, the friendship wouldn't have happened, and Daddy Drop Off.
Mary?
I'm going to go unicorn was positive and Bluey went to bed. So I guess strange outcomes from very strange parenting approaches.
Kate?
I mean, if it'll get your kids to sleep, unicorns.
Gets a vote and gets the win on my vote on that one. Bubbles, is it unicorns or daddy drop off?
I'm glad that Unicorns won this one, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to Daddy Drop-Off because I think that it deserves a split vote.
3-2 faces another split vote in the next round. Mary, is it takeaway 3-2 or I'm just going to say it the way I say it because if not, I'm going to fuck it up anyway. It's either takeaway or pass the parcel.
It is past the parcel for me, so I get a chance to say it.
Hey, I have a show to run. I cannot, and I have a stuttering issue anyway, so I'm not gonna even try it. I apologize for all the Aussies out there.
Where are you?
I will get it eventually. It gets a vote though. Kate, is it past the parcel or takeaway?
Past the parcel.
I'm going to go with takeaway on this one. I do love Pass the Parcel. It's even incorporated us into the Bracket Bastard show in general. That's how much I love this episode. But I love takeaway just because of the fortune cookie. Like, it's a line that you need to remember all the time. So takeaway gets my vote. Bubbles.
I'm going to go with Pass the Parcel on this one. I absolutely, like I said, I wouldn't go by these dad's rules. It's not my rule. Like,
Kevin, finish this up.
Pass the parcel. It's an emotional roller coaster, and I love Pass the Parcel.
Moves on 4-1. Be right back for round 3 and beyond. That was a quick round. These next 4 votes are the last time to use your steal a vote. Nobody has used a steal a vote. Kevin is the only one to blow his load. That you can use up to and including the finals. So keep that in mind. Welcome back for round 3 and beyond. It looks like Kate starts us off on this one. And I'm going to give Kate, in both split votes, is it crannies or unicorns?
This is really hard.
That's what they keep telling me.
I like the other grannies episodes better. There's no scooter. I'm going to go with unicorns.
Unicorns gets a vote. I'm looking for another marker. I can't seem to find one. So unicorns gets a vote on that one. I'm going to go for unicorns as well. As with the same logic, it's not even my favorite Granny's episode. It's the original Granny's episode, but it's not anywhere close to my favorite one. So, unicorns, it's hard to beat unicorns. I mean, it's fucking unicorns. That's what it is. Bubbles, unicorns, Granny's.
I agree. I love the Granny's, just not my favorite. So, unicorns is also getting my vote on this one.
Gift a vote and the win, Kevin.
And why should I care?
Gets another one. Mary finishes out.
Yeah. Unicorns all the way. How to let your children know that some people are just assholes. Yeah. Very useful.
That's exactly what I had wrote down, actually. Unicorns moves on in a sweep to the next round. I start this one off. It is either Granddad moving on 4-1 last round or onesies in a sweep. Ooh. I'm going to steal Bubbles vote. Mainly because I don't know, and to be perfectly honest, I don't know how Bubbles would have voted on this anyway, but I need to steal somebody's vote. I will be giving 2 votes to Granddad. Having said that, Bubbles, what would have your vote been?
I probably would have blew my load.
Save that one for you.
Right. It probably would have. Oh God, it's so hard because, like I said, I'm a daddy's girl, but I can relate in one piece. You know, like. I probably would have went with onesies.
So I'm glad I took the vote from you. Kevin, is it onesies or Granddad?
Oh, I love Granddad. It's such a good episode. Just so good. So good. The running away, the mom really just wants the health of her dad. She really wants him to look out for himself, but he still just wants to be that inner kid. It's such a good episode. But onesies gets my vote just for the, like I said, personal familial connections, and it's just an important episode and all around to me. It's onesies gets my vote.
My personal notes on this one, by the way, because I never got to read them, on Granddad is you're never too old to need your parents. Type that. You can grow old and think that you know everything in the world, but your parents are still your parents, and you need your parents. And to be perfectly honest, your parents need you in a completely different way. So my thoughts on that particular matter. Mary, is it Granddad or onesies?
I am gonna say Granddad. Yeah, just the multi-generation gorgeousness of that episode. Yeah, it hits me in the feels. I want to be back in LA, it's so hard, but yeah, Granddad's just perfect.
Well, these get the vote and the win. Kate finishes out. Sorry, Granddad.
Granddad.
I corrected myself in the process too. Granddad gets the vote and the win.
Well, I like that I didn't have to make that decision. I like that Mary did that for me. Thank you.
Lucky you.
I still don't even know. This is hard. Because it doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to say onesies. That, I don't know
Thank
which
you.
Way I went back.
Thank you for making a split vote.
Granddad moves on 3-2 to the next round. Bubbles starts us off. Is it Fairy Tale or Pass the Parcel?
I'm going to go with Fairy Tale on this one.
Kevin.
Man, I love Pass the Parcel, but Fairy Tale is just next level, man. Fairy Tale gets my vote.
Mary.
It was the 80s. Yeah, it's going to be Fairy Tale.
Gets the vote and the win, Kate.
You get Fairy Tale.
And I'm going to give it a fifth vote, which means it is 5-0. Moving on to the next round. Last up. This is the last time to steal a vote. Okay. And I'm the only one to steal a vote so far.
I would have if camping would have. I couldn't with camping. It was a one me versus everyone on camping.
Kevin starts us off. Is it Sleepy Time or Bike?
Ooh. Ooh. It's. I'm sorry, Mary. I'm so sorry, but I gotta say Sleepy Time. I'm sorry.
You have read me on that. I know objectively how good Sleepy Time is. It is perfection. But yeah, for me, Bike, I just still need that. Gotta keep trying. Gotta keep pushing the bubbler.
You didn't officially say it, but were you trying to steal a vote on that one or no? Because like that's what I got.
I don't think it's worth.
No,
it.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the same.
Sorry, Kevin. Say, Kevin, were you trying to steal a vote on that one or no? Because you apologized to Mary on that one. I thought you were. Trying
I
to steal
apologize because I knew it was going to hurt her.
Oh, okay. Good.
As she said, I think this is a useless battle.
Oh my god, like, that would be salt in the wound.
I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. I would never.
Too much of a bluey pen. That's very beautiful.
Okay, I just want to make sure because it's like that would have been a dick move.
Oh my god, I wouldn't forgive myself. I would never forgive myself.
Kate, is it Bike or Sleepy Time?
I'm sorry, Mary. It's Sleepy Time.
This is the if we all apologize to Mary around.
I mean, it's 10:19 here. It literally is Sleepy Time.
Yeah, okay, let's do this.
Okay. I'm not going to apologize to Mary on this one. One, because I'm a dick. And two, I'm going to vote for Bike because I think it's a better episode. Which means it's a tie-breaking decision coming down to Bubbles. Bubbles, do you want to know who is facing in the final four, which will also release the other pairing?
Yes.
It is either Sleepy Time with two or Bike with two to face Unicorn, which moved on 5-0 last round, meaning the other two is Granddad moving on 3-2 versus Fairy Tail 5-0.
Pressure.
There is no wrong answer.
Yeah, there is.
I'm going to go with Bike on this one. Bike.
I'm actually happy because Sleepy Time gets so much attention. Sleepy Time gets so much attention. The fact that Bike is getting rise.
This is the furthest
I've been trying to get rid of Sleepy Time this entire time. I've been trying to get rid of Sleepy Time. Give me this entire Sleepy Time to get way too much credit, blah, 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 or whatever. Like, I've been trying to get, I've voted against Sleepy Time every time, with the exception of when it went up against Hammer Barn. So don't give me that
it's
crap.
It's a masterpiece. It earns its right. It is a masterpiece of an episode.
It really is.
But Bike,
anyway,
it's
perseverance, though.
It is, and I kind of like that he was like, "Oh, sit back. We'll let you go through your thing, go through your emotions. I'm gonna let you do this," and then have like that real time example of, "Look, what are they gonna do? What do you think's gonna happen here?" You know, and then like having them watch and persevere. You know,
so. Bike moves on 3-2. Kevin. I believe it's your vote starting us off on this one. No, sorry, it's Mary. Mary, it's your vote starting off on this one. It is the final four. You already know what the final four is, so I can't give you that particular option that we have. So is it... do you want to start off with either Bike or Granddad?
Granddad.
So it is either Granddad moving on 3-2 or Fairy Tail moving on 5-0. All steal of votes are gone, by the way.
Can't believe I've ended up in a situation where I have nothing left to say about Bluey, but yeah, I've just got to say Fairy Tail.
I think I broke her, guys. Fairy Tail gets a vote on that one. Okay, Fairy Tail, Granddad.
Because it's their origin story, I'm gonna go with Fairy Tail. That was hard.
Supposedly. I'm on side
it
Bandit.
It is their origin story.
I'm gonna go Granddad on this one. Because it's not... I mean, Fairy Tail's a cute story, but I love the entire feels of Granddad. It's about taking care of yours. And as a parent, I got to learn this lesson too, because I don't exercise. I just spent over 3 hours in a chair talking to other people across the internet and not doing exercises at all. But it's about taking care of yourself, not for only yourself, because it's not only you that matters. It's your kids. It's your other people that want to see you live longer so they can spend more time with you. And you can spend more time with them and create those memories and everything else. And to live by that example, to not only have you live longer, but if you live by that example, showing your kids and your grandkids how to live life so they can live longer and spend more time with their kids and so on and so forth. So I appreciate the lesson more in Granddad than the storyline and Fairy Tail. So I'm going to go with Granddad on this one. Bubbles, is it Granddad or Fairy Tail?
I'm going to go with Granddad on this one.
Which means it's a tie-breaking decision coming down to Kevin.
You meanies. Big old meanies. So this is story character development versus it's also character development, but
I'm about to say they're both character development. You can't.
So that's what's gonna give Granddad the vote. The fact that it's character development and also an important life lesson with the whole. It's important for health and for everybody involved. So that's why Granddad's getting the vote.
Fairy Tale moves on to the third place bracket. Granddad moves on to the finals. Kate, is it bike or unicorse?
I'm really sorry, Mary. I never thought I'd be voting unicorse all the way down the line, but I love bike, but it's the pure chaos. It's just, I can't say no.
I feel it.
I'm going to vote for unicorse on this one as well. This episode is so fucking quotable. It really is, and it's so quotable in so many different ways. That's going to get me in trouble, and I love being a bastard in life, so unicorse gets my vote. Bubbles, is it unicorse or bike?
Unicorse is going to go ahead and get the win on this one. I love bike and what it has and what it brings, but the chaos, the just true chaos of it, like, it's an overstimulating episode, and I can see where that's exhausting, because I know after a day of being just extremely...
I'm sorry, Victoria.
An extremely, like, overstimulated day, you get exhausted, so I can see why Woody fell asleep.
Victoria Wells is in comment, by the way, says, unicorse is my boyfriend.
I'm sorry.
I mean, there's a hung like a horse joke in there somewhere.
This is Bluey we're talking about. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I mean, there's some jokes in Bluey that's been gone, like, that are pretty adult. So, Kevin, is it unicorse or bike?
I gotta give Mary the split, and even before all this, I still would have been going for bike for the sole fact of unicorse is a dick. Does he deserve the win? No, he's fucking unicorse. Great episode, terrible character.
Great character, terrible character. I laugh after you saying that. Freaking Mary goes, nah, it's unicorse.
I kind of want to. I'm just reeling from how apologetic and polite and
bike was my vote, by the way.
A room full of Americans can be, which is not how you guys have seen from outside the rest of the world. So clearly, I've lucked out here. I'm voting bike, but yeah, unicorse it's worthy of the win.
Both of the finals are split votes. So, and that's Granddad versus Unicorse. We got to go third place on here, though. Kate started that one off, which means I start this one off. It's either bike or fairy tale.
Oh, what?
I'm going to go fairy tale on this one. It's both of these. The issue with both of these episodes is that they're kind of even across the board. As far as storyline, they both have excellent storylines. The lessons, they both have a solid lesson going across through each of the episodes. I just like Kevin, I like the going forward and back in time as well. Cause there's a certain continuity type line that goes with that, where in Fairy Tale, it harkens back to other episodes, and then other episodes harken back to Fairy Tale. So it's the entire Easter egg effect that I absolutely love. Plus, C-80s, man. Gotta go with it. Fairy Tale gets my vote
this episode.
Bubbles is a Fairy Tale bike.
I'm also going to go ahead and vote Fairy Tale on this one. Just because it is... like, it is like a little origin story. Like, I like that. I think it's adorable.
Get to vote, Kevin.
Fairy Tale versus what?
Bike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barry.
How are you fighting me with that? how many times can you make Black lose? Is this deliberate? Like,
only twice. Only twice.
Okay. It's, that's true.
It's the hat and the soundtrack. It's the hat and the soundtrack that got it for me. But Bike, I just love that episode so much for the learning and for the characters and like
the music.
The music, like everything, like all of it. It's so hard to pick an episode over an episode in the show. But I'm sorry.
Especially okay. when it comes down to stuff like this. First episode wasn't hard. First round wasn't hard. You get down to stuff like this, it gets down in the nitty gritty. Fairy Tail gets to vote and the win off of that one. Mary, however, is it Bike or Fairy Tail?
It's not even rational at this point, but it's Bike for me.
I'm going to stick with it. I don't care. Can't finish that.
Because it deserves to be a more even split, I will say Bike for you, Mary, happy birthday, whatever that is.
So kind.
All right. Last time to blow a load, myself, Bubbles, Mary, and Kate have not blown loads. The last time to be able to do it. The only person to blow a load is Kevin. But Bubbles, is it Granddad or Unicorse?
Oh, man. This is so hard. I'm going to go with Granddad on this one just because of the sentiment of the feelings.
Kevin.
Granddad. I love Unicorse, but Granddad.
So weird. These are not traditional 1-2 episodes, but yeah, with this split, Granddad for me.
Gets a vote and the win off of that one, Kate.
All right. I am glad I, again, don't have to make this decision. Unicorse, again, I do that type of stuff with my kids all the time, but it's because my dad did. So for me, Granddad is both episodes in a way. So I'll say Granddad because it deserves it, but I love Unicorse.
Unicorse is a great episode. I absolutely love Unicorse because I'm that kind of dad. I'm a wise ass as much as possible. And the reason I am a wise ass to my kids is because, and I let my kids swear and choose words, choose their words wisely, but not don't be afraid to be a dick at times, is because there's other assholes out there that they're going to have to eventually learn how to deal with. However, that's a life lesson to be learned. The lesson of you're never too old to need your parents is the ultimate touch in the feels. It's what it is. And it with that, Granddad gets a sweep in the finals. And it is well deserved.
Whoa.
That is our show this week, guys. So how do you feel, Mary?
For some reason, the Chili line, that was a long time ago, and Granddad's line, no, it was only yesterday, is going through my head, because that's also how I feel about this episode and how long it has gone, but yet it was only yesterday that we started it, or maybe today, but yeah, I love it. It's a good outcome.
Curie Wells is in comments, asked a question. Anyone else ever sob while watching Bluey with a sleeping baby in their arms?
Kate replies, "I have a baby, and I sob every episode."
There's a couple of episodes, a couple of movies and stuff like that that I tear up at. It's a Wonderful Life. At the very end of the movie, the entire Meet My Brother, The Richest Man in Town, mm-hmm. makes me tear up. A lot bunch of Hallmark movies make me tear up because they're just so sappy and you almost suffocate yourself while watching them. But Bluey does it a lot for me. It just, there's a whole bunch of things that's like, it's sickening how absolutely sweet these things are. But I can't hide my love for this show. And I shouldn't, and I'm not going to. So people who don't like Bluey out there, like Jeremy, you can shove it up your ass.
Brandy, I think Brandy too, if I remember right. Like, what's wrong?
Right.
What's that?
How?
Bubbles. Where can people find you?
I can be found right here on Bracket Bastards, and you can also find me under Jesse Marie on TikTok, and that's about it.
Kevin.
I am going to devote my spot to Bluey. My quote that I say every time Bluey comes up is, if you are a child, if you have children, or if you have ever been a child, Bluey is the show for you. Watch Bluey. The end.
Okay.
All right. This is where people can find me, right? I was just caught up in the moment there with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So online under my name, Keith Laverne. I'm on Instagram. Last I knew I had a TikTok, but it's under K with a Y, Laverne. And again, I do have some in-person stand-up shows coming up towards the end of the month and next month, so check the book records.
And I, again, would like to thank our very, very, very special guest this week, Mary from Gotta Be Done. Where can people find you?
Joy. Thank you so much, guys. Watch Bluey. Once you've done that, come and listen. It's got to be done and feel, and do all the debriefing in wherever you get your podcast. It's got to be done.
I would do that. I would, either way you want to do it. If you want spoilers for the episode, if you've never seen Bluey, which again, if you haven't seen Bluey, but you're listening to this or watching this, I have no idea what the hell you're doing. That is talking about jumping the deep end. This is spoilers across the board. If you've never seen it, or if you have seen it in the past, I'd go episode by episode. To be honest, I would go watch the episode that's on the title for Gotta Be Done, and then listen to their take on it, because you'll appreciate the episode that you're watching more. Because you'll realize it's like, oh, I missed that, and I missed that, and I missed that. It's a quality listen. Again, there is a reason why we jumped through so many hoops on that 6-month wait just to get you guys here and you here. And it's one of our longest shows that we've ever done. I'm not planning on cutting a lot of this out, because a lot of this is important material. And I am super, super happy that you came on. As always, the invite, if you ever want to come back, you're more welcome to if you had fun. This is about twice as long as our shows normally go.
We just love it too much.
I'm not kidding. And if I can, I'm going to try to break this up to a two-part episode. So, if I can't, I don't know if I can or not. I am Freddie Fisher. You can find me at that on Facebook. While you're on Facebook, check out Bracketology. We have two polls going up every single day. Currently, it is the finals of the first dance songs. After that ends, it's going to be, this is not released on any other socials, so you got the first people to know. We're going to be doing cartoon sidekicks. It is Disney versus the world on that one. There's going to be 32 Disney and 32 from everywhere else. So check that one out. And of course, we're doing a bracket called Getting Lucky, which is a whole bunch of different good luck charms from across the world as well. On Twitter, you can find me at Fisher777, or all at BracketPod. And on Instagram, you can find me at Can't Lick Me. Not one word. Next week. Next week, Jeremy, who is definitely absent this week, will be hosting the show. They will be doing TV Rivals Part 1, if I remember right. He's doing TV show Rivals, and then a couple weeks, the second part of that is going to be cartoon Rivals. So make sure to check that one out. I will leave this show the same way I leave every other show for at least for the while, and it's with the words of the late, great Jerry Springer, and that is this. Take care of yourself and each other. Have a good week, guys.
Thanks so much. Bye.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are meant to be comical and may be controversial in nature. We at Bracket Bastards fully admit that not all of these facts will be correct, but we do attempt to be as accurate as possible. By using this podcast, be aware that this will be used for entertainment purposes only. Bracket Bastards aim to provide a loving parody to all the movies, music, and other media that we love and enjoy. Much love and respect to all the wonderful humans that poured their blood, sweat, and tears into the making of this pop culture we get to discuss. As well, please note that although we are all bastards, what one bastard says may not be true for the rest. Some of us live the gimmick a bit too well. And as always, thank you for listening.
Hey, fellow bastards. A few notes before we start. Number one, this is the Bluey episode. And of course, with Bluey being, well, Bluey, we tap on a few tough subjects during this episode. So if the following topics are triggers for you, like infertility, miscarriage, aging parents, and or death, this may not be the episode for you. Number two, sadly, after waiting 6 months to do this episode, I, randomly had some audio issues. With Bastards being a one-shot deal and being recorded live, and it being not caught until it was in post, it kind of is what I had to work with. So, this is your warning now. Things might get kind of weird. Number three, this was a 3.5-hour episode, which is still, if you would want to check out the full thing, you're more than welcome to. It is on YouTube. We are live every weekend. Check us out. It's still in the entirety with no edits. So, this episode will be a 2-part episode. This part is the second half of round two and beyond. It's long, I know, but it's full of great conversations, and they were just too good to be left out. Lastly, myself and the other bastards give a very warm thank you for the show Gotta Be Done. For my money, it is the best Bluey podcast there is. So gather your tissues, because it's on with the show.